This is the County Cricket Roundup podcast for the 21st of June. Somerset closed the opening day at Derby on 16 without loss, De Boer and the hosts sat for 266. They inserted Derbyshire upon winning the toss, and held up early on by 50 from skipper Wayne Madsen. Had the home side's middle order failed to fire, they slipped to 141 for 6, before rallying thanks to knocks of 56 from Richard Johnson and 49 from Tony Palladino. Jamie Overton and Alfonso Thomas emerged as the picks of the Somerset attack, with 3 wickets apiece. Kevin Pearson spent the first day of his cricketing comeback in the field, as Andrew Gale and Gary Bounce held up Surrey at Headingley. After slipping the 77 for 3, Gale and Bounce added 204 for the fourth wicket, before the latter became the first in a late double strike for John Lewis, when on 90. Gale remained till the close as 114, with Yorkshire on 292 for 5. Lancashire wrapped up victory inside 2 days over Division 2 leaders Northamptonshire on a controversial pitch at Old Trafford. After 18 wickets fell yesterday, there were a further 14 today, as Lancashire won by 8 wickets after currently chasing down their target of 73 in the fourth innings. They had earlier extended their first innings lead to 97 by being bowled out for 159, then promptly had the visitors 80 for 7 in their second innings, as Luke Proctor struck twice on his way to figures of 4 for 39. Andrew Hall and David Murphy, though, both passed 50 and shared 89 for the 8th wicket. Hall was eventually out for 55, with Simon Kerrigan wrapping up the innings by dismissing Murphy for 50. Moeen Ali completed his maiden first-class double hundred on day 2 at New Road, as Worcestershire declared on 505 for 7. Ali was finally out for 250, with Ben Coxon beaten on 40 when Dal Mitchell called his men in shortly afterwards. Glamorgan then slipped to 164 for 5 by stumps, as Alan Richardson and Jack Chantry each struck twice. Jim Allenby at least provides the visitors with some hope, and is not out on 56, having added unbroken 66 for skipper Mark Wallace. Leicestershire ended an evenly matched first day against Essex on 268 for 7 at De Grace Road. Openers Greg Smith and Niall O'Brien added 58 to set the tone for the day, one of partnerships of note, but not of match-defining significance. The biggest was the one worth 64 between Shivthacore and Michael Thornley for the 7th wicket. O'Brien was the day's top scorer with 67, while Graham Napier continued his good season by taking 4 for 78 for Essex. The Yorkshire Bank 40 Group A match between the Netherlands and Warwickshire was abandoned without a ball bowled due to rain in Amstelveen. And Gloucestershire had a torrid time the opening day of their tour match against Australia A. Chad Sayers took 3 wickets as they closed on 104 for 5, to watch the tourists rack up 331 for 4 prior to declaring. Nick Maddinson was the bowler's chief tormentor, following up his lightning-fast century against Ireland last week with another today. He struck 181 off only 143 balls, and did the bulk of the scoring in stands of 103 with Jordan Silk and 133 with Phil Hughes.